Simen Shin Nun Ches Sif Hei. So we have this Karfif that's more than Beis Asayim. They're not allowed to carry in it more than Dal Damas. We're looking for a way to cut it down to less than Beis Asayim, because once it's less than Beis Asayim, or even it's exactly Beis Asayim, then we could carry in it regular. So the Mechaber says in Sif Hei, an Eitzah, Bona by Amud, if you build an Amud, you put a pillar in the middle of the Karfif, you build a pillar, Kavu, in the Karka, and through that it becomes less than Beis Asayim. So that could work to cut down the shear to less than Beis Asayim. As long, the Mechaber says, as the pillar is 3 tefachim wide. And Mishnah Berurah adds, they were told this pillar is 10 tefachim tall. So it's 10 tefachim tall, and it's 3 tefachim wide. So then it's considered the Malkum of the Atzmai, and then it could cut down the shear of the Karfif. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, or if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it's Kamisha Einai, as if it's not there and doesn't play a role, it can't help us. That's got to be 10 tefachim tall, 3 tefachim wide, and anywhere in the Karfif, the middle, and the side, it could cut down the shear. Siv Vav, the Mechaber gives a different Eitzah. If you build a Mechitza that's Talmas long, or actually a drop more than Talmas long, in front of the original Mechitza of the Karfif, Timbavatla, as if it's not there. Because the whole problem was is that the original Mechitza Karfif is not, it wasn't made Ladira, because it was put there before the Batim, before the houses. But if after the houses are there, or after the houses are opened up to the Rishus of the Karfif, you put a new Mechitza that's a Kosher Mechitza, it's 10 Tvachim tall, and it's covering an area of more than 10 amas. It's more than 10 amas wide. It's in front of the old mechitza. So then, this new mechitza, which was made for dira, takes over for that part, that more than 10 amas. And it works the same way if you pair it together, if you break down the fence of the karfif for more than 10 amas, and then you replace it with new fencing, the same dira, so that could work. So this is the same idea. Without being pair it to old gather, you can do the same thing over here. You just put up a new mechitza for more than 10 amas, the Shem Dira, and now it's Kser Hukav Adir through the second one. So long as the second Mechitza is more than 3 Tvachim away from the first Mechitza. Mishnah Berurah explained that it's within 3 Tvachim of the first Mechitza, then it's just considered an add-on to the first Mechitza, which is made Shalei Shem Dira, not for Dira. It's more than 3 Tvachim away, now it's considered independent Kaiso, independent Mechitza, and now it could work since this was put up with Shem Dira. Now Mishnah Berurah says also that if it's within 3 Tvachim of the old fence, but the amount of space new fence takes up cuts it down to less than Beis Asayim, but it takes away from the shear of the Karfif to less than Beis Asayim. That also helps, because now the Karfif is less than Beis Asayim. We're talking about a case that's still going to be more than Beis Asayim, but you want to act as independent Mechitza, at least in that area of a little more than 10 amas, then as long as it's more than 3 Tvachim away, so it's 10 Tvachim tall, it's more than 10 amas wide, it's more than 3 Tvachim away from the original Mechitza, this could be the new Mechitza for this part, and now through this more than 10 amas that we redid, consider like the whole Karfif of Hukav Adira. And the Bir Halacha says the Ar Rishayim will argue on this Eitzas B'Chag Zishayim. The Ma'is is on Mechara Paskin. Since the Ar, a decent amount of Rishayim hold like this, someone wants to be Semach on the Shulchan Aruch, L'Hivsit doesn't lose, and he has the right to be Semach on the Psak of the Mechaber on this. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, someone who puts cement on the original Mechitzas in order to cut down from the shear based Asayim of the Karfif. He's not trying to make independent Mechitza, he just wants to cut down from the shear. But just to put it in the middle of nowhere is not gonna, it's not going to hold. So he attaches it to the original Mechitzas, which are not good, which are Shalei Shem Dira, in order to cut down, and the tit, the cement they add on, is thick enough and strong enough that if you would knock off the first mechitza, it will be able to stand by itself, so then it could cut down in the shear to less than the Beis Asayim. However, if the original mechitza would disappear, this cement would fall and roll all over the place. It wouldn't stand, so then the Mechaber says it cannot cut down in the shear. It doesn't have its own kashivas, it cannot cut down the shear. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if it is strong enough to stand by itself, so then, even if you only did it on one of the walls or a small part of the Karfif, it's good enough, as long as it knocks it down to less than Beis Asayim. Mishnah Berurah says, though, it has to be that the Tiach, the cement you put on, 10 Tvachim tall and 3 Tvachim wide, similar to the Amud and Sifhei that we said has to have that size in order to have Chashivas, in order to be able to cut down in the shear. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are those who argue and say that even if it can't stand by itself and needs the original wall support, it still cuts down the shear. And it's the Eset Tzarech, if you're stuck, you could be Mekel.